With help from the local power utility, Alaska Power and Telephone, students at Haines High School have built and demonstrated a windmill. Okay, it's kind of small, but still, the model wind turbine design works well enough to have won the state Kid Wind competition. Tara Bicknell of member station KHNS takes us behind the scenes at Haines High.
Wind power technology coming out of Haines has turned heads at the state level. And to find out more about it, we're talking to the masterminds behind an award-winning and completely homemade wind turbine. They are Haines High School students. The video the students submitted to judges in the Kid Wind contest they took first place in says it best. So let's start there.
Welcome to Haines, Alaska, a small town at the end of Lynn Canal. Here, the tall mountains work as a virtual wind tunnel that provides your town with consistent north and south wind.
The video on YouTube, if you search Haines Kid Wind, explains how the kids were already studying wind power before the contest even began, with an anemometer that AP&T helped install on the roof of the school. It was then that Kid Wind, a project sponsored by a list of energy and environmental groups and companies, turned the engineering class into an alternative energy idea lab.
All right. And you're planning to do a three-blade then?
Three-blade, yeah.
All right. Okay, we'll be eager to see how that tests out. All right, at the moment, we haven't figured out a better system for imitating the wind tunnel that our design will eventually be tested in, so we're using a carpet drying fan and trying to collimate the air coming out of it a little better with this unlikely-looking garbage bag and box.
What we entered was a statewide model wind turbine building contest called Kid Wind. The thing is that every school had to build their own prototype turbine.
Here Brandon's using a heat gun to try to put some curvature in his polycarbonate blade prototype.
That's Mark Fontenot, power systems and engineering science class teacher. The course is in its opening year at Haines High. It was so popular, offered as a semester-long class, that the kids petitioned to make it a year-long.
This semester we're talking about a lot of alternative energy sources, and right now we're currently working on a project to put solar panels on the roof to fuel a plastic-to-oil system that is still kind of in drafting form.
Some students in the class say they're taking it to learn more about alternative energy. The project now sits like some kind of an industrial first prize trophy on the table in the back of the classroom. And it's pretty cool. The steel frame turbine, only a few feet tall, is surprisingly small for what it weighs.
It weighs like 50 pounds. It can withstand hurricane force winds.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
It's made mostly of scavenged materials like scrap metal, found skateboard bearings, recyclable material, and some donated pieces by local businesses. The kids had researched, tested, welded, tried, failed, tried again, until they had it just right. Then they named it Glacier Bear Power, painted right on the frame.
That report from Tara Bicknell at member station KHNS.